the code that you had based on the login, and they run it through a system that allows them now to understand, you know, what your unique 2FA authentication algorithm was. And now with that information, they can log directly in as you into the real Microsoft environment and do whatever they want to do. They can steal information. They can get customers to send money. They can get employees to change their direct deposits, you know, to your account.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Top C3 Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the founder of Top C3, Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, Neil, and excited to talk about what you brought up.
Oh, this is again, goes back to trusting websites, about being vigilant when you're on the internet. But the problem is the things that we taught years ago really don't work today because you have to take on even more measures, especially as a business owner. Evil proxy attacking Microsoft 365 users, abusing open redirection with Indeed.com. This came from cybersecuritynews.com. And I'll go right to the first paragraph and let Greg go. A recent phishing campaign identified by Menio Labs has been actively targeting executives in senior roles across multiple industries with a primary focus on banking and financial services, insurance providers, property management, and real estate and manufacturing sectors. This campaign, which started in July, has continued in August, employed a sophisticated phishing kit known as Evil Proxy. The attackers used Evil Proxy to intercept requests between victims and legitimate websites, particularly targeting US-based organizations. This is crazy, man.
Yeah. So it's a pretty straightforward attack. And, you know, if you do it right, you can really trick people. And how do you do it? Well, in this case, you know, it's 365, right? So it's on Microsoft.com. It's MicrosoftOnline.com. So what do? First off, they go out and they buy a domain that looks as close as they can possibly can to, let's say, MicrosoftOnline.com or on Microsoft.com. Well, how do you do that? You use the Cyrillic alphabet. You know, we're not limited to just the standard letters that we see on the keyboard. There are this whole other world of foreign language characters that you can put into a domain and buy that domain. I have a number of domains that I've done this just to show people. You know, I have one that looks exactly like MicrosoftOnline.com and Microsoft.com. And if you didn't look at it carefully, you would go for it. And the ways that you see the difference is like on mine, the O, you know, basically has like a little tick mark that's still part of the dash, you know, the line, if you will, but you can barely see it. It looks like a tiny little bump. But when you're working fast and you're trying to look online and you hover over it, it looks like it's the real, you know, Microsoft.com address. And so what they do, they drop a phishing attack. It looks just like, you know, a login system from Microsoft 365. If you do the artwork, it looks identical, right? You click on it, you put in your username, your password, because you think you're logging in to 365. You then also use your 2FA. And once you have the 2FA code, they can then take the code that you had based on the login and they run it through a system that allows them now to understand, you know, what your unique 2FA authentication algorithm was. And now with that information, they can log directly in as you into the real Microsoft environment and do whatever they want to do. They can steal information. They can get customers to send money. They can get employees to change their direct deposits, you know, to your account. There's a million things that they can do. It's a horrible social engineering type phishing attack, and it's out there. There's a few things you can do. Number one is you must invest in, I want to say, the best possible endpoint detection and response system that you can afford. Go for an enterprise version of one of these things and get it managed and managed professionally, a 24/7 security operations center. So what we're talking about is MDR, managed detection and response. And what this will do is using artificial intelligence, machine learning, and behavioral analysis, even if you make a mistake and you click on one of these silly things, it will kill it and quarantine it before any damage can happen and protect you automatically without that. Now, let's just say that it slipped by and something starts to happen. That's when you're backed up by the SOC, you know, the Security Operations Center, right? And the analysts will jump right online and they will fix and defend and make sure that you're safe.
That's wild, man, because it's like literally you can make a mistake and still be safe. It would
Yeah.
be like posting a social media post and then deleting it and having you
That's right.
delete it. And the whole world doesn't end for it. And it's not a hard thing for businesses to get this set up, is it?
You know, it's really not. You know, it's pretty prevalent these days. I mean, we have one. It's called a ZPS, Zero Day Protection Service. We have a plus and a platinum. We're now including with our service for everyone who gets it, two levels of SOC. One is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and then autonomous AI afterwards. And then that's backed up by 24/7 directly from the developer and manufacturer of the EDR system that we use, which is the number one in Gartner, right? The best one on the planet that we use, and it's used in all enterprise spaces, like Ford Motor Company is an example.
Wow. Okay. So that's fantastic. And the best place right now to get this all set up is schedule a call with Greg today. Go to tossc3.com, fill out that information, Greg, and then they can get on the call with you. And you're going to do some really cool stuff with them, right? After they set
Yeah,
that call.
that's right. We'll do a quick assessment, quick analysis. We'll walk through where you are, where you need to be, what you do now, and you know, I'll probably end up giving you a complimentary penetration, external and internal vulnerability test as well. Then you can take that information, look at the gap analysis and the remediations that you can do to keep yourself safe and make sure nothing ever happens to you in the digital world.
All right. Well, that was the Toss C3 podcast, guys. Again, go to tossc3.com and we'll talk again soon, Greg. Take care.
Thanks, Neil.
All right. That was Toss C3. Take care.